Good evening and welcome to Why is Harriet Crying? A podcast brought to you by Harriet Kemsley, Sunil Patel and Elliot J. Fallows.
That was so
It was
official.
Nice that, wasn't
that was
it?
Lovely.
Thank you.
What a calm, like, Radio 4-esque way to start the podcast.
Thank you for saying that.
You
should do some voiceover work.
Should you?
Yeah. I could sell waffles or something.
You could definitely. What would your
Bird's
waffle
Eye Potato
be?
Waffles. Potato waffles brought to you by Bert.
Okay. You're probably going to say something nice about the waffles.
Yeah, they're waffly versatile.
You can put waffly versatile.
Eggs on, gam on, and bake on. Isn't that the old song? I actually bought some waffles, which is why they're on my mind. No, I bought some. I did my internet shop this morning.
So, you're a big fan of avocado these days.
Yeah, can we mention stuff like that?
I mean,
if the advert before this podcast is, "Hey, shop at Sainsbury's," and then we're just blindly going in with like,
"Oh no,"
we have adverts, don't we, Elliot?
Yes, but you can say whatever you want. It's fine.
Okay, cool.
Thanks so much, Elliot.
You're welcome.
Elliot J. Fallows. What's the J stand for?
Ocado.
Okay.
I thought it's hard. I don't automatically think of those kind of waffles when you say waffles.
Oh, you thought of sweet ones.
I thought of sweet waffles, yeah.
Have you got a waffle maker? A waffle iron?
I wish.
Really? Do you wish?
I wish for one.
When's your birthday?
You know when my birthday is. It's really soon.
March or something?
Oh my God. Every year you make the biggest fuss about your birthday.
I don't.
I got you a cake this year. I went to a bloody pub quiz and you never, every year I say, do you want to come to something for my birthday? And every year you say yes. Yeah. And then it gets nearer the time and you say you're going to the Norfolk Broads.
I've never been to the Norfolk Broads for my birthday. And you handle that pub quiz with the utmost bad grace. Sulking
out halfway through.
Sulking and left.
Just left. It's not for me. I don't like being quizzed.
Welcome back to the podcast. How was your holiday?
Yeah, it was really good, thank you.
Where did you go?
I went to Morocco.
Have you ever heard
of it?
Yeah. Yes, I've heard of Morocco, thank you.
It was good, but the scariest bit, because I was a bit nervous about going because everyone kept saying, being a lady, you need to watch out because...
I said that.
Yeah, everyone said it to me. They were like, watch out.
You hear horror stories about
that. Yeah, you're going to get things yelled at you. You're going to... But actually, the scariest part of Morocco was the night before in Luton. turns out it is... We got lost trying to find our hotel at midnight.
You had a hotel in Luton?
Yeah, because it was just like a 30-quid hotel for the night before because our plane was at 6.
Okay.
And then we couldn't find the hotel and we were just wandering around. Bobby was in shorts, just wandering around Luton with our phones trying to find the hotel.
Yeah.
And just surrounded by crazy people.
Really?
Just like people on crack, I think.
Was
just roaming
Saturday night?
The streets. The Sunday night before we were left. It was terrifying.
Wow, I didn't know Luton was that bad.
Yeah, that was the danger zone. Luton.
So you didn't get any trouble in Morocco at all?
No, I didn't like the market though.
Why?
There was a lot of snakes, you know, the ones like stand
really?
Up.
Do they sell them?
No, they dance. They dance for you, but they stand up and they go like tss, and I could hear them and I got warned beforehand that they throw the snakes at you. And so I was very afraid and screamed and ran
Who
away.
Told you they'd throw snakes at you?
A comedian.
Who?
He said that...
Name and shame.
I'm not going to name and shame.
Name?
No way.
Shame.
Shame yourself.
Yeah, all right.
And so I was really afraid of the snakes.
Yeah.
And so then we couldn't go back to the market because I was screaming.
Full on screaming.
But also they had monkeys on leads. But the monkeys looked like they were up to something. I don't know, like they just had...
Beady little eyes,
and they were just looking about, and I just didn't like it at all.
Are there lots of loose monkeys about there, wild monkeys?
No loose ones.
Okay.
Just, there was a loose lobster. That was,
It's not too scary, is it?
It was really scary, actually, because we went to the restaurant in the hotel, and I really wanted to go there, and then we didn't realise we got there that it was a seafood restaurant, and it just had loads of lobsters in the lobster, like all on top of each other, you know, and they show you.
So you pick one and it dies.
Yeah, exactly. And so I hated that, and Bobby was like, look, we'll just sit you looking away from the lobsters. So he sat me looking away from the lobsters, and then the guy brought a fresh lobster to show the people at the table, to be like, oh, is this the lobster you want to kill and eat? And then they all got up and they all looked at it and they like prodded it and they were like, yeah, kill this one. This is the one we want.
Yeah.
And then they took it away and then he brought it back and then he had it like there. And so it was just behind Bobby's head. So I was just staring at it and I was like, this is awful. And then the lobster got up and started to run away. And I was like, Bobby, the lobster's alive. It's on the loose. And Bobby was like, he didn't believe me. And then I was like, no, seriously, Bobby, because it was about to jump over Bob. And I was like, Bobby, look. And he was like,
they don't really jump.
No, but he looked around him and the lobster was, and he was like, oh, God, because the lobster's about to jump on his shoulder. And then the lobster collapsed and died. Apparently they had last moment of...
Like after you die, just twitching.
Yeah, but it got up and it ran across, but then it died.
Yeah, just muscle sort of spasms.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not really on board with, like, killing stuff like that.
Thank you. I evil'd them their whole meal, so I think they had a horrible meal.
I don't think they noticed.
I evil'd them so bad.
Well, that's not going to put them off. They just killed something.
Yeah, I know. They don't give a fuck.
Ooh.
I watched
a documentary about crayfish in New Orleans, and they just get piles upon piles of them.
Were you in New Orleans?
I watched a documentary about crayfish in New Orleans.
Oh, the crayfish were in New Orleans.
Yeah, I wasn't watching
the...
Yeah, yeah,
you went in. You didn't go there to watch
I have been there, though, thank you.
Have you really?
Yeah, I was nine. And so they just pile them into a big, like, urn and just kill them. Just alive. And they're like, oh, so we're going to add some spices? And everyone's totally fine with it. And I'm watching going, it's pretty weird because they're just crawling around and then...
I'm so glad that this makes you feel something and that you actually have sympathy for the animals.
I wouldn't want to eat it because it just seems like a lot of fuss as well.
Yeah.
Like cracking everything open, then sucking it out of the bones.
Oh, God. And the thing is with lobsters is they mate for life. And so somewhere there's a lonely lobster just thinking, oh, we'll come back soon.
Okay. Also, lobsters can live forever.
What?
They don't have any biological cause of death.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They get served in restaurants.
That's not a biological cause of death.
Yes, it is. No, I saw it be killed.
God, can you just... Yeah, all right.
What is it then?
Well, they don't die of old age. They die of natural causes, not biological old age. It's interesting, isn't it?
What?
They can live, yeah, for a very long time.
No, a very long time. It's not like a million years,
right?
Though.
I'm going to Google it. You're going to make me Google it on air.
Google it. They've got to be a cutoff point for lobsters.
You keep talking then, because I'm about to Google this.
Have you ever eaten a lobster, Elliot?
No, I've had crab and I didn't like it.
Yeah, good for you, Elliot.
Yeah, it was horrible.
The only thing I'd eat is a snake. I'd definitely eat it after seeing them in Marrakesh.
Really, you'd have a snake?
They're horrible. I'd eat a snake a day if it cut down the snake population.
See, you don't have any morality around animals if you will eat one specific...
I do, I only eat things I hate.
Why do you hate them? They've done nothing to you. Contrary to memes circulating online...
Oh, you've been believing
lobsters can't... lobsters,
over here.
Lobsters can't live forever, but they do keep growing and growing until they die.
What?
Mm.
They keep growing?
Yeah, until they die. It's like your nose or your ears.
I've never seen a huge one.
Huh?
Point at my nose and say my nose.
No, I'm saying one's nose or one's ears.
Yeah, but you looked at my nose.
Yeah. Yeah, I get you. Like a knife in the back. Yeah, they keep growing until they die.
I've never seen a massive lobster. I've never seen a lobster the size of this room. Have you?
Well, no, because it died before it got that big.
Of old age?
Yes.
So you've just been believing memes?
Yeah.
So embarrassing.
But memes are... Everyone believes
like
in memes.
Trump supporters.
Everybody believes in memes.
Yeah, well, meme isn't just like a thing on the internet. A meme is something that we all believe is culturally significant.
Is that why you've left Facebook? Because you're just so gullible, you believe all the memes.
No, you don't understand what memes are.
Yes, I do.
Oh, fine.
What are they then? A picture with writing on. Is that not it?
That's what is it? That's the modern definition of a meme.
Oh, there's not an ancient meme from like hieroglyphics or something where they drew memes on the wall of pyramids.
A meme is a story that passes down through generations that isn't...
No, it's not.
Okay,
it's on
fine,
the internet.
You're just saying it's wrong.
Jesus is a meme.
That was probably a meme.
Jesus
you
is
read
a
that
meme.
On a meme, did you?
You're a meme.
You're a meme.
Here I am trying to teach you something and you just...
You went on holiday as well, didn't you?
Yeah, like, can we go back to memes? Because if you don't understand what memes are, then...
I've seen them. You don't even have Facebook anymore. You don't even see them.
You're an idiot.
That's not
a meme.
A meme is not an old word.
That's the new definition. A meme is an old word. It comes from Gene.
Sunil is nothing like Gene.
All right, it's nothing like Gene.
Sunil read a meme that told him about Gene.
He's Googling again.
What is a meme? Keep talking.
Oh, yeah,
just
we
like,
went to
he's just like Gemma Collins.
Meme. You know, an element of a culture or system of behavior passed from one individual to another by imitation or non-genetic means.
On the internet.
No, it's not on the internet. That's a second definition. That's a newer definition.
When did you first learn about memes?
About 10 years ago.
No, you didn't.
Before you knew. You don't even know now. Okay. So they're the stories we tell ourselves as a culture. That's a meme.
Okay, give me an example. Tell me a story. That
the idea that progress keeps going, that we're always going to progress as a civilization. That's what? A meme.
You think we're not going to progress?
It's a story we tell ourselves. It's not true, though. It's not real.
How are we not progressing?
No, the idea that we're always going to keep getting better and progressing towards something. But then we forget there have been dark ages, there have been like civilizations dying.
I got a Dyson Hoover last
year. My God, please don't do this.
It has changed my life. It's cordless.
You
don't bang into things all the time with the... How can you not say that's progress?
I'm saying that is progress, but the idea that we're that's going to be in the future as well, that we're going to keep progressing in the future, that's something we... Why wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, anything happened. Rome fell, didn't it? And then we had the Dark Ages. We went backwards. What?
What?
Well, Rome was an advanced civilization, but it fell.
Where?
What do you mean? It got overrun by barbarians and the empire fell.
By barbarians? Where did they come from?
Well, they came over from Germany.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
Fine, anyway. Right, yeah, I went on holiday.
I'm so annoyed, you're so grouchy today.
You've made me grouchy.
You just wanted to share your knowledge.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
I've just had a sort of, you know, life-changing experience recently, and I think, you know, I'm just trying to spread some knowledge before I go, you know?
I think you should try and have a bit more fun.
I had a car crash, Harriet.
Yeah, maybe it would be better if it killed you in the car crash.
Wow.
I went on holiday. Sunil has had a very bad car crash.
Life changing, really, really obsessed
by driving
things.
Into another car.
Head on collision. Yeah, Italian drivers, eh?
So what happened? Do you want to tell everybody?
Yeah, so I was in Italy on my holidays, just enjoying my holidays, and we were driving to Asti, which is where Asti Spumanti comes from.
What?
Sparkling wine. That's where they make it.
In your hire car?
In my hire car, a Yaris, lovely car.
Big fan of the Yaris,
big
aren't
fan
you?
Of the Yaris hybrid drivetrain.
Yeah.
So our friends were in the car in front of us, and the car in the lane next to us, coming at us, in the opposite lane, overtook and came straight at us in our lane, drove my friend off the road in front of us, and then ploughed into the front of us.
Oh my God. It's lucky you're still here.
Oh, thank you.
What did you think in that moment before you nearly died?
I thought, this isn't going to be as bad as I thought.
That's what you thought as it was happening?
Yeah, because we were...
You didn't even have a moment of panic. There was nothing phases you. You didn't even think...
Well, no, I thought because I'd been braking and we were slowing down. So I thought, okay, we're not going to hit it at 80 miles an hour. We hit it at about... And I was right, because all the airbags went off, but none of them hit our face. So we weren't going that fast. We were going about 30, 40.
So 30, 40, you'll be fine.
Well, yeah, the cars are designed to, you know... protect you in that kind of impact.
God, doesn't sound very exciting now.
The whole engine bay doesn't exist. That went away.
What is that?
Crumpled completely.
The front. I saw the photo. The front was destroyed.
Yeah, the front was destroyed. The other car just had a lot of damage to its wheel, and that was it.
I've heard that you've got bruised ribs.
I've got a bruised rib.
We're not quite sure though whether you've just got a bruise. Don't play it up. He's clutching his breast.
I can't sleep on my right side.
Oh no. Oh, Sunil.
Yeah, it's been tough.
But I'm not sure, because you said you've got bruised ribs, but I think you've just got a bruise on your rib. If you've just got a bruise, it's not the same as...
I know where bruises are.
Yeah, but if it's on the skin, then it's just a bruise.
It's not on the skin.
It just happens to be
it's
on your
underneath.
Rib. How do you know that? You
because
can't
there's no
see
bruise
it.
On my skin.
So you think it's underneath?
Yes, of course it is. Otherwise, it wouldn't be hurting still.
I've been trying to Google what's wrong with him, because I was worried he has internal bleeding.
Yeah, that didn't help at all.
Yeah, that was...
And none of the symptoms matched up, but you told me I still had internal bleeding.
Yeah, I think you've got internal bleeding, and I think you've got a concussion.
Did you cry?
What, when you had your crash?
The last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I did. When did I cry?
Yeah, because that's what this is about.
It's what this is all about, isn't it?
That's why we're here.
I wrote a list of what's been happening, but when did I cry? Oh, in Luton. I got really emotional in Luton. That was the whole point.
About the fact you couldn't find the hotel.
Couldn't find the hotel. And we were just wandering the streets. And then eventually Bobby had to, like, we were like Mary and Joseph trying to find our hotel for the night. And Bobby knocked on this gambling shop, 24-hour gambling shop's window. And we were like, hello, help us. We had to go in with all our suitcases and Bobby's shorts.
So where was it?
It was like in a shopping centre, and it was on like a different level, but the shopping centre was shut. And then the man that worked at the gambling place had to take us on a walk and like take us there. He was like our hero.
Why didn't you call the hotel? Okay. All right. No, fair enough, Harriet.
No, I know why I cried. That's not the only time I cried this week. I had a car crash. You're not the only one that's having car crashes.
No, go back to why didn't you call the hotel?
I think we did, but they weren't answering because it was really late.
All right, tell us about the car crash. You haven't had a car crash. I was in your car yesterday. It was fine.
Yeah, because it got fixed by the AA.
Oh, you had a tire blowout.
Yeah,
that's actually quite scary.
My tire blew on the motorway when I was doing 70 miles an hour.
Why did it blow? Because you didn't inflate it?
I did inflate it with my own lips. How do you inflate it?
How many times since you've... How many times...
I blew that up like a balloon.
How many times since you've owned that car have you inflated the tires?
Well, never. I don't know.
Are you joking?
No, I take it for the MOT every year and they do it.
Do they?
Well,
you inflate them once a year.
How often are you meant to inflate them? This is what Bobby was saying the other day. He was like... when did you last check the oil? And I was like, I've never checked the oil.
Okay, you might not need to check the oil because you've got an indicator
Thank
that tells you.
You.
But the tyres, definitely much... Are you mad?
What? I don't know how to do it.
I don't know how to do it. There's an air machine.
I don't even know how to do my bicycle pump.
Well, you shouldn't be driving a car then.
You shouldn't be driving a car. You're the one crashing into poor Italian
they
ladies.
They came at me. Poor Italian ladies. She was driving a BMW. She's all right.
Oh, yeah. Not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
Not without a wheel. Yeah, so it's terrifying. So yeah, I was driving down a motorway, just leaving Manchester, and that everyone, and then suddenly everyone was kind of like waving and like beeping their horns. But like, I find it very hard to know what if they're beeping like because they're pissed off,
or they've seen Bobby and Harriet get married,
or they've seen Bobby and Harriet get married. No, about like whether they're like angry at me. Because they were like kind of like yelling and like beeping their horns. So I was like,
seeing?
Oh, I've done something. Just look straight ahead.
But what were
and
they
it
seeing?
Got more urgent. Well, the blown tire. And then there was a strange
smell.
You
couldn't feel it in the car?
Yeah, that there was. It was really low, and I could feel like it kind of dragging. And then, but then I thought, oh, I've done something. That's why everyone's doing this. And it was because my wheel had blown, and there was a very bad smell. But then I thought maybe it's the area. I don't know. Maybe Manchester smells bad. Like as you leave, I don't know.
Insulting. Firstly, secondly,
I said maybe. I didn't know.
It just makes me angry, that story.
Why?
Because you don't check... You were telling me off for being worried about a stone chip on my windscreen. You say like, I worry too much about the car. You don't actually look after your car. And then you
I
do
don't know
like
how
this.
To do these things. There's
well,
some things I've accepted
out?
I don't know how to do. And so I take it for an MOT every year and they do it.
Why don't you find out how to do it?
There's some things I just will never know how to do.
Why
and I've just
have you ever
accepted
tried to
that
find
and
out?
I'm fine with it.
Have you ever tried to find out?
Yes.
No, you haven't.
Yes.
How?
I googled it.
No, you didn't.
And they did
no,
not
you
tell
didn't
me
Google
how
it.
To do it.
It's really easy. All right, well, next time I'm in your car,
can
we can
you
go
just
and get
do
your...
it.
I'm not going to just come down and inflate your
Please,
tires.
Please, I don't know how to do it.
Get a home inflator. I'll get you one off the internet. And then you can
I use my bicycle pump?
No, you absolutely won't be able to do anything with
I don't,
that.
See, I don't know where the hole is. I don't know what I'm meant to do.
You don't know? Yeah, but it's on every wheel.
I just really don't think you need to do it.
Infuriating.
I've had cars since I was 17.
Yeah, but your dad looked after a lot of them, didn't he?
Yeah, until I was 20 and then I left. Well, 19, then I was gone. So 2 years. Then I've just been...
Actually, 8 years of not inflating your tyres, you're doing all right.
Yeah, well, I didn't have a car for the middle bit, but...
Right.
Yeah, and that one, actually, there were a lot of problems with that.
So that's not technically a car crash, though?
Well, it felt like a car crash. And then I had to pull over to the side of the road on a very busy motorway, and there was that little lane at the side.
Yeah.
And then there was just a steep mound... And so I had to stand at the side of a busy motorway.
Yeah.
I had to leave everything in my car and run because the advice was, leave your car, it could blow.
Did you run?
Yes.
It wouldn't blow up. Who told you it would blow up?
I don't know. But their advice was, get away from the car.
Yeah, obviously.
So I ran from the car and then I was just on the side of this motorway on this. And it was, I was wearing a skirt and so I had very itchy legs from the grass. I had to stand on the side of the motorway for an hour and a half, alone, afraid, waiting for them to come and get me.
When I crashed my car, someone in the back was hurt, so we had to lay her out on the side of the road, and then it took about 4 or 5 hours for them to finally clear the wreckage. And the police were there taking statements. And in Italian, it's very difficult.
It must have been so nice having company. It must have been so nice for you with all your friends surrounding you as I
and
stood alone
the,
on a motorway
policeman,
on a quiet Italian road.
I'd run out of Rizzlers, so the policeman gave me some.
That is absolutely, they shouldn't have done that. They
yeah,
should not
yeah,
be encouraging
really nice.
Your smoking.
And then they were like, can we get a part on Borderline? And I was like,
they
sure.
didn't know about Borderline.
They did.
Don't lie.
They did, because one of my friends told them.
That doesn't count.
You had to write down your profession.
Oh, and you said librarian.
No, we all said comedians, and they were like, what? And we were like, okay. And they just said, oh, he's an actor. So that went down.
Aww.
Actually, I said it.
Yeah, so anyway, so then I had to stand on the side of the road for an hour and a half. It was so treacherous because it was dark by that time as well.
Yeah.
And I was just outside Manchester, and then the AA came and he said, it's a terrible blow. You've had a terrible blow. He's like, this is a very bad one.
Yeah.
And then he said, you stay here, I'll go and deal with it. And so I had to stay, and then he had to go and... And he said, do you have a spare tire? So I said, yes. And so then he got the tire, and then he put the tire on the car. And then I think he thought I was a student. He said, oh, you're just leaving university. And I said, no, I'm much older, but thank you so much for thinking that.
Very good.
And so then I drove. And so then he was like, look, there's a thing on the thing. So you can only go, right.
You can only go slowly with a spare tire.
See, that's what I didn't understand.
Yeah.
See, it said... you can only go 50.
Yeah.
But I thought that meant I could only travel 50 miles.
I see. Right.
And so I traveled 50 miles very quickly to try and get to Stoke to get a hotel.
Right.
And but then I spoke to Rob, you know, Rob the Evil Dead, and I told him this story.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, and I was like, yeah, so then I only had 50 miles, so I had to drive really quickly to get to Stoke. And he was like, wait, what? No, you're only meant to go 50 miles an hour on the on the tire. So I didn't understand that.
Real lack of basic education with you, isn't there?
Yeah, cars. There is, isn't it? I don't know how I've missed all this stuff.
I mean, nobody ever teaches you this stuff.
No.
They just don't communicate it well enough when you need to know.
No, there needs to be a class or something to help people. Then I got to Stoke, and everywhere on a Tuesday night in Stoke was fully booked.
Wow.
So I was turning up again. It's like in Luton again. And so I was turning up places and they were saying,
bright lights, big
city, don't have a room.
Yeah,
we don't have a room for you. And then eventually... the third hotel had a room. So at midnight, I got a room on my own with three beds in one room. it was so lonely.
And then you got a tire the next day.
They gave me a toothbrush. Yeah. And then I had to call all these tire places. And the first four said, it's very unusual tire. It's a Nissan Micra. How can it be so unusual?
Those cars are commonly referred to as cockroaches because they're everywhere and they don't die.
That was unkind.
No, it's not unkind. It's actually quite nice.
Well, they can be those cockroaches can't be destroyed, and this car absolutely was destroyed by the blow of the tire.
Mm. It's weird that you've had. So they couldn't find a tire for a Nissan Micra.
Couldn't find a tire for a Nissan Micra. Eventually, I found somewhere. What's wrong? What are you looking for?
Just hearing something.
I know. It woke me up this morning. It's the next door neighbour's having work done.
Okay, keep going.
But I don't want to make a fuss because I don't know if I've mentioned it before, but Bobby's addicted to tennis.
Yeah.
So we have to play tennis every morning. It's really It's become quite exhausting, but it's the healthiest addiction he's ever had. It kind of gets rid of all our kind of anger in the morning, so it's quite good. And then we get on really well for the rest of the day.
Anger at the noise.
Yeah, anger at the more at each other.
Yeah.
And then we were playing. we were playing on Friday, and I threw my tennis racket in a strop, and then suddenly our neighbour said, "Hi guys!" from across the tennis courts.
Oh, your neighbours were there.
And she just happened to walk past at the moment where I threw my tennis ground on the ground and started screaming. So humiliating. I don't know. I've never done it before. And I just had that one moment she walked past. Oh, God. Anyway, yeah. So it all, thankfully, I'm alive and well. And I live to tell the tale. Thank goodness.
How's it changed your life?
Sore ribs. My ribs.
You haven't sore ribs at all.
Really sore.
Come on.
My ribs are really sore, but it's really changed my outlook on everything, and I feel
something else.
I feel like I want to learn more about memes. That's what's happened with me.
It's just like I like this new table you've got. But
thank you.
All the photos are just of like you looking smug.
I'm in barely any of them.
One, two, three, four,
five. Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is that you there?
Yeah, that's me.
Where are you there?
With my granddad by a big hill.
Big hill, okay.
That's a letter to me.
That's nice.
Yeah.
There's Bobby.
There's Bobby on a horse.
Okay. Anyway, so.
So do you think you've changed at all since this?
No.
No, not at all.
Not really.
I was very worried when I heard you'd had a car crash.
Well, I Instagrammed it, so everyone would be really worried.
Yeah, and then I was really worried, and then you got cross. I didn't like your car crash.
Yeah, but
you're just using it to boost your career.
Thank you.
It's really embarrassing.
No, it's obviously we're all okay if I do that.
Yeah, thank goodness everybody survived.
Yeah, if they hadn't,
would have been bad for Instagram.
Would have been bad for everyone's careers. Can we edit that bit out, actually, Elliot?
No.
All right. Well, what an interesting time we've had.
What a time we've had, because before we left, then I went to your house before I left, before my crazy night in Luton.
Yeah.
I went to your house to visit your bonsai tree.
That's not. I didn't like say come around and look at the bonsai.
It was basically that you veiled it you as a barbecue, area, but so it was basically a bonsai unveiling.
Do you like it?
It's quite dry. I'm quite worried about it. It was quite dry.
You don't know how to look after bonsais, I do.
Why is it so dry? It was thirsty. It was gasping for water.
Said not to make the soil wet, only to water it from underneath. It's got a reservoir underneath.
Oh, so it can feel the water, but it can't drink it.
It can drink it. It's got roots.
It was very dry, Elliot. I'm really worried about this. It got a nice view of the garden.
Yeah. But, I give it a bit of sun every day.
Yeah.
But not direct sunlight.
How much writing time do you think this bonsai tree is taking up?
None. In fact, it's helping, just a soothing environment when I'm working. So, written loads. You saw me at a gig last night. I did loads of new stuff.
Yeah, I've seen all that stuff before.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. I saw it in your show when you stared me in the eye as you did your whole hour preview at Mac.
No, there's two new bits.
No. I've seen them before.
Did not stare you in the eye.
You did. You stared me in the eye the whole...
If anything, I had to look away from you because...
You sat on a chair and you stared me in the eye. I think I talked about it last week.
Stop sitting on chairs.
What?
Must stop sitting on chairs.
Yeah, it's very lazy.
Mm. Okay.
So, do you think we've both reacted to this car crash in different ways?
Yeah, I think mine's much more serious than yours.
Well, I think mine's much more serious.
You didn't even cry in your wife.
I did. I was very stressed because I was by the side of the motorway. And
did you have your sunglasses on?
What?
Did you have sunglasses
on? Of course, it was dark.
Oh, was it? It was
night. I could have been hit by a car at any point.
Yeah, but you were off the motorway.
But by the side, so barely, and all these cars
Isn't
were
there a barrier?
Past. Yes, a very small... So my shins were protected.
No, you...
Tiny little barrier.
Those barriers bounce cars back.
What? If I've been standing right behind it,
well,
they
don't do
bounce
that. Why
cars
you...
back.
Well,
because of the grass. I was allergic to the grass. I couldn't go into, the further up the mounds because the grass was so long and they were making my legs so
that
itchy.
That is terrifying, actually. How long did you have to wait before they came?
An hour and a half.
Really?
Yeah. Because the AA sent some friends of theirs or something. Like, it wasn't even the AA.
The AA's friends
Yeah,
came.
The AA. They were like, oh, we're sending our friends.
No, they didn't say that.
Yeah, they did. And before I before they did it, they made sure they were like, oh, you haven't updated this car. And so then they wouldn't come until I paid them 50 quid. And I was like, please come. It's an emergency. I'm on the side of the road. And they were like,
oh, you weren't a member.
Oh, sorry. No, I was a member, but my old car. And I haven't forgotten to update my car.
Why did you have to pay 50 quid for that?
Because I hadn't updated it, so I had to give them it was like, but it's like kind of what's it called when you threaten someone, blackmail. It's like blackmail. They're like, oh, we know she's in a position where she can't do anything.
That's
let's make her pay.
Yeah,
so I was like, okay. I'll pay the money immediately, please just come.
Yeah,
and they were like, thought it was so urgent, they took an hour and a half. So it was really it really changed me. It was very lonely actually as well, just sleeping in Stoke. It's very lonely. But, you know, these are the things you do. Nice gigs, so I don't regret it.
How much you eat down overall?
What? Oh, I made a profit of minus £175, I
think.
Well,
it's so, yeah,
great.
That's something to think about, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Will you ever travel out of the city again?
No, never. I'll only stay in the city, yeah.
Absolutely done.
Yeah. I know I've had a busy time because we went... I went to Luton and then we went to Morocco and then we landed back in Luton. I drove straight to Hay on Wye.
Still driving it despite your scare.
Despite my scare, just being brave, got to jump back on that Nissan
Micra.
You
got a Nissan Micra?
Yeah, my little Nissan Micra. And your friend of mine, Evelyn Mock.
Okay.
We had a road trip.
Yeah.
Took a very long time to get to Hay, and I didn't quite understand why.
Evelyn are terrible in a car.
We're very bad. Last time we drove somewhere, we ended up going back towards London at some point. And so we got to Hay, and then they put us up in this dormitory for people doing like school kids doing pony trekking. And so I was very allergic, and I've never seen so many horses. And we're in the middle of nowhere, me and Sean McLaughlin and Evelyn. Sean has been on the podcast before. And we had to sleep in this dormitory.
The three of you?
Yeah, he got given his own bunk bed dormitory in the end, but
demanded his own.
He demanded his own.
He's a diva.
He said, I'm not sleeping with these two. Yeah, And then the next day we had to drive to Wales to do Wales Comedy Festival, which was lovely.
What a busy time you've had.
Really busy. And then I realised on the way back from Wales that... So Bobby's been driving the car a bit because he's got... So it's a bit confusing. So he's learning to drive.
Yeah.
So put the L plates on and he can drive on A roads.
Yeah.
And so we set the ways to with no you. Motorways. Yeah, if I'm in the car.
Yeah.
But then sometimes we're on a road that really looks like a motorway and we both panic and start screaming and then we have to pull over and swap. But I don't know why that happens.
Is this from between here and Canterbury?
Yeah, but no, this was to get to Luton. But it kept, I think it kept, I don't know, I just panicked.
Well, the M1 sometimes doesn't look like the M1. But it is the M1.
Yeah, so that's what we were worried about. But it says no toll roads. So no motorways. That's what we set the ways to.
Anyway.
Yeah, but then I realised I hadn't changed it back. So that's why it took me and Evelyn 7 hours to get to Wales. And then it took us, we had to leave at 8 in the morning. Because I was like, I don't know why. It's just saying it's going to take such a long time to get to Somerset. We had to leave at 8 in the morning to get to Wells, and I haven't told them yet.
I just
yet.
Can't believe I'm friends with you and Evelyn. Like you both make me so angry sometimes.
Yes.
Oh god, that's just really made me furious.
And I didn't realize to the way back from Wells, me and Bobby, like we were nearly in London, but then it kept coming up and saying the M3 or whatever back to London, and it kept going back on a country road, and I was going, it doesn't make any sense, like why it's taking so long. And then I was like, Bobby, set to no motorways. So I wasted a good few hours of my life, Evelyn's life, Sean's life, and Bobby's life. Cheers.
Not for the first time,
and not for the last time.
Yeah.
So you got anything else you wanted to talk about? Oh, you had a wedding. You had a sleepover.
Oh yeah, I had a wedding. Went to a wedding. Lovely wedding near Bath. Bride and groom left in a monster truck.
Wow.
I drove a minibus.
What?
Yeah. From the reception to the wedding. It was about half a mile.
Why did you do that?
Because you had to transport people
that
to
and
from. That
was your job.
It.
You were the bus driver.
I was the bus driver.
Did you have a hat?
No, they wouldn't give me a hat.
Oh, did you ask?
No.
No,
I was all right without a hat. I was an usher, so I had to do, like, admin.
Yeah.
Big tough old game.
Yeah,
tough old game.
Yeah.
Night before was fun. All the ushers and the best men and the groom just in a pub in Beckington.
Don't know it.
Beckington?
I don't know.
Somerset. Yeah, it was fun night.
So we were actually very close.
Yeah.
Sunil said earlier that he saw me on his Find His Friends app and saw that I was really close and then just didn't get in touch.
Well, I mean, what am I going to say? I'm just nearby.
And then I said where I was and he pretended like he didn't know.
No. I thought I saw you when you were in Wells, but you told me you were in Babington.
Yeah, but you were pretending that you... Hadn't seen
no,
me.
I didn't know you were at Babington.
And then we worked out that Wells. You had seen me.
No, we'd...
Why was that, do you think? That you
because I mixed up Babington and Wells
me.
In my head.
Okay.
I saw you were in Wells.
Yeah.
And then you said, oh, I went to Babington. And I was surprised because I didn't know you were in Babington, but I knew you were in Wells.
Yeah, well, maybe you should stop checking up on where I am to try and avoid me.
I'm not checking up on you. I'm checking up on one person.
Who?
I was checking up on my friend because we were trying to find out where he was. And it comes up with everyone who's on my fine friends list.
Who else is on it?
I can't tell you their names. Okay. Not on a public forum.
Oh, right. In case someone steals your phone and tries to find them.
Well, no, you know, don't want to...
God, Sunil. God, you've got more boring since your car crash. It's given you a lease of death. That's what it's given you. God. what's been happening with you, Elliot? Anything happening in Elliot land?
Yeah.
I think so. Sorry, Sunil just swatted Harriet's hand away from the table. Yeah.
It's rude.
I'm just reading what you've written.
I heard you went to go and see Solo.
Yeah, I went to see Han Solo movie.
I loved it.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
And I accidentally went to a mother's and baby screening of it. And I was the only one in there without a baby.
And do you think that looked a bit creepy, maybe?
No, because while the adverts were playing, I held my coat. Close up to me to kind of make it look like maybe I had a baby.
Oh my god, Elliot.
No, Elliot, that was a bad
sad,
move.
Very
think
sad.
I was no. playing it, I was going for ages, being like, should I just. I didn't know if I was allowed in there because when I got there was a man complaining to the manager,
there's loads of babies in here.
But I don't know what it was about, but the manager was like, oh, well, you can come back for this screening later on. So I was like, oh, I don't know what that is. And then I went into mine, saw everyone had a baby, and was like, I don't want to watch the movie though. So then I just kind of held my coat. But it's interesting. It's weird. It's funny. It's nice.
I liked it. I thought Donald Glover. I just love him. I'd marry him.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
He's already married.
He's wonderful. Well, you know, you don't know for sure, do you?
Well,
things
married,
don't work
you don't
out.
Know, you don't know. He's
I don't know. You're right. Yeah, yeah.
You just heard a meme that he's married.
Oh, this is not going to hear the
I
end of this.
Can't believe you get
I?
All your information from memes. God, you're the problem with this generation.
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying. You do. I'm saying
yeah, exactly,
you do.
Exactly, you do. Exactly what yeah, I was saying. Do.
No, that's not what you were saying. You were saying the...
from the memes.
We got tweeted a sad story to try and make you feel something.
Yeah, this is not going to work, so let's go for
why
it.
Why is it
yeah.
not going to work?
Because you probably haven't even read it already.
I have read it.
What's it about?
It's about a dog.
Of course it is.
It's from a very kind listener, Emily, who's tweeted us for our consideration and says if Snell doesn't cry at this, there's something up with him. Well, I think we already yeah. Oh, it's not coming up because
on.
I've got... Can I turn it off airplane mode? Is that going to make a weird noise?
If you...
Probably flooded with messages and calls as well, it, so...
It's making a weird noise now.
Put it on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah. No,
put
no.
Put it on Do Not Disturb.
Probably, oh. got an email. Sorry, excuse me.
Stop God, reading your exhausting. Emails. We're in the middle of something.
It's exhausting.
I don't have notifications on for emails, so I don't... God. You know, I'm not like her.
I'm not even connected to anything.
Oh yes,
oh, yeah, Elliot's
Elliot
not had
doesn't
data
have any
for
data.
Yeah.
It was very. I was very worried about your dangerous trip here, your perilous trip without
what
any data.
What would have happened to me?
Well, exactly. You can't call. You can't let anyone know if you get stuck anywhere.
He can call. He just doesn't have data.
I just choose not to.
Oh, you can call.
He's got yeah. no data.
Oh, I don't feel sorry for you at all. I was very worried. I thought, what if something happens? He won't be able to tell anyone. So, dog. Inverted commas. Learned that last night, what that meant from that man I didn't think.
Well, you said inverted brackets last night, which okay. are just brackets.
Dog, inverted bracket, inverted commas. Nine, dog, oh no, I had to say what's in the inverted. Okay. Dog, little dashes, adopts 9 orphaned ducklings at Essex Castle.
Right, okay, can I just stop you
yep.
there? Because you say dog.
Yep.
Adopts.
Not officially.
No. I'm saying yeah. you've got your inverted commas in the wrong place.
Where
you say dog, inverted commas, adopts.
Yeah.
And then the next bit.
Oh, yeah. So it is a dog.
Yeah, it is a dog.
Oh, no, it is a dog, but the adoption, sorry, I don't think it's been clear. The adoption is in the commas.
Yeah.
Dog, commas.
No.
Adopts. What?
It's not commas, is it?
It's not high commas.
Okay, listen
dog,
to me.
Dog, high commas,
no.
adopts.
Harriet, listen to me. Dog, inverted commas, adopts. It's like that.
Okay, dog. Everyone knows now anyway.
Just do
dog,
it.
Inverted commas, adopts, inverted commas, 9 orphaned ducklings at Essex Castle.
So it wasn't 9?
What?
Yeah, you've...
What? I'm closing the inverted commas.
You don't need to, but you
oh,
did.
Oh, you say like open bracket, close bracket.
You don't need to.
Dog, open inverted commas, adopts, close inverted commas, 9 orphaned ducklings at Essex Castle.
You only need to say inverted commas once. It's assumed it's just for... Okay.
So no, I'm not saying the sentence again.
How many...
Do you understand the sentence?
Yeah, I read it.
So there's a dog.
I read it off that.
Okay. If I read it, why did I need to read it so many...
Because people listen to this. They don't read it.
The 9 ducklings' mother's disappeared. We don't know where she is. What's happened to her?
Dead. Probably.
Or she... Maybe she's tired.
No.
Or postnatal depression.
Can I bookmark that? I think the dog's done it.
to get the ducklings.
Yeah.
Okay. Fred... Oh, that's my brother's name. A 10-year-old Labrador has become open inverted. Why are you laughing?
Is your brother like a 10-year-old Labrador?
Just like, actually, they are. Yeah, he's sweet like a Labrador. Has become open inverted commas, close. No,
oh,
inverted. Dad,
God.
Close inverted commas. Fred, a 10-year-old Labrador has become. Because his problem is, I usually do it using my fingers, but you can't do
listen,
it on a
listen
podcast.
Listen to me. Look
yes.
at me. Listen to
yes.
me. If you see the word in inverted commas,
yes.
you say inverted commas, then the word, and then you
yeah.
just move on.
But how do they know that the whole sentence isn't in it?
Because you just assume from context.
You have to put that weird emphasis on the one word as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Fred, a 10-year-old Labrador, has become, inverted commas, dad, inverted commas.
No.
Yeah. No, I said it again.
You don't need to do inverted commas twice.
Sorry. The dog's become a dad to the baby birds.
A real dad?
Not a real dad.
He's given birth
he's not
to
a real
ducklings.
Dad.
What a world we live in.
It's a dad to baby birds at a castle. It's a tourist attraction near Stansted Airport.
I was at Stansted.
Why? Oh, that's where you flew from before your terrible car
crash.
That's
right, yeah.
The duckling's mother was nowhere to be found, and the staff noticed them. She's not dead. We don't know if she's dead. She could have just been tired, or maybe they stole the ducklings from her. That's a thing we haven't thought about.
All bleak.
Staff...
I prefer she was dead than any of those.
Really?
Yeah.
Rather than her babies were stolen.
Yeah.
So if you had babies and they were stolen, you'd rather you were dead.
Yeah.
What if
That's
it was your bonsai tree?
You should never be a parent.
Oh, I'd just get another one.
Yeah, you should try and find the children, shouldn't you, rather than just die.
The children of the bonsai tree.
Can your bonsai tree reproduce?
Babies? Well, yeah, you cut shoots off and plant them.
Are you going to do that?
No.
Why?
What?
Well, you just want it to die out. That's the last one of its species.
What in the fuck are you talking about?
So confused. Started dribbling a bit. So staff noticed them waddling around alone, but inverted... See, this one is a whole sentence in inverted commas. Fred immediately took to them and has been babysitting ever since. Inverted commas.
No, that's a quotation.
But then where would you know that it finished?
That's a quote. It's not inverted commas. It's just a quote mark.
It looks the same. I don't think I'm being crazy. No one's thought about this.
Yeah, they have.
Is this a wild dog?
Oh, yeah, we don't know where the dog is.
There's no wild Labradors.
But what? How is it taking ownership over dogs? It surely visited these dogs for like an hour.
Wild Labradors.
Just
give it here. Let me read this.
No,
let me read
I'm
this.
Reading. Okay.
Okay. The duckling's mother was nowhere
because
to be.
You're not going
to
get any emotion from it.
Yes, I am. I'm just trying to get through
it. The whole point is to make you feel something. And you're not feeling anything.
Yeah,
it's just annoyance.
I get the message. Look, there's a load of ducklings on the back of an old Labrador.
Yes, they're sat on the dog. Inverted commas.
You didn't name the castle. You skipped the word the castle because it's too long. She skipped the name of the castle because it looks complicated. Mount Fitchett.
There we go. Yeah. Glad you said it.
The
now
duckling's mother
visit.
Was nowhere to be found when staff noticed them waddling around alone. But Fred immediately took to them and has been babysitting ever since. They have even followed him into the castle moat for a swim, staff said. The reconstructed Norman castle is home to a number of rescued animals, but Fred is the resident dog.
Oh
no, there's more. A spokesman said staff were very worried when the duckling's mother disappeared on Thursday.
Is that inverted bracket?
Leaving
commas?
Them looking a little
I
bit
knew
lost.
That just from the way you said it.
That's right. That's how you do it. That's quotations. That's quotes.
Oh, so that's a quote from the start.
Okay, I'll read it without saying inverted commas. A dog has. Adopted a 10-year-old Labrador
surprised.
Has become dad.
That's how you do it. You just say, if you're a quote, you just look surprised.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Adopted?
He's got a lovely nature and has grown up around rescued animals, the old dog. Ducklings sleep in the dog basket with Fred and follow him around as though he was their mother. They absolutely adore him.
Or father. Why can't he be the father?
He has now resigned himself to being a stay-at-home dad looking after the 9 baby ducklings. Mr. Goldsmith said he only expected Fred's babysitting services to last another few weeks, after which the ducklings will be free to stay at the castle or leave.
Where are they going to go?
Fly off in it.
That's all just stories from the staff, though, isn't it?
From what?
From the staff.
Yeah, I know.
They've just made up. I think they've killed the duck.
It's PR, isn't it, for the castle?
Yeah.
They've glued those ducklings onto the back of that ladder.
They have not glued the ducklings on the back.
They killed a duck and then glued the baby.
They slaughtered
did not.
The duck.
No,
they slaughtered
don't.
The duckling's mother.
No, they didn't. Oh, it's so lovely. The little... Oh.
There's
oh, they've made
rescue...
little jokes in the thing. They said, the duck's on the head. They said, this headgear would have gone down a storm
is
at the royal
a duck
wedding.
On the head of a dog? That's pretty good. That is pretty good.
Yeah, the duck's on the head and then he's cuddling the other ducks or trying to suffocate them. We're not quite sure... But the thing is, because I think this is why it's so amazing, the dogs want to kill ducks.
No, they don't.
Oh. Yeah, they do, don't they? They
Who are you
dogs.
Looking at? He's
I'm
not
looking
back
at someone.
Elliot, don't back her
Elliot.
Up on this. Dogs don't want to
right,
innately
I'm
kill
Googling
dogs.
That.
Do dogs want to kill ducklings?
They want to kill.
Do dogs
kill ducks?
Yeah, they occasionally do, I imagine.
Do dogs get colds?
But they're not hunters. They're cats that are the hunters, aren't they? Cats
no,
want to kill ducks.
Absolutely
duckling.
Not. My dad, our dog was a hunting dog.
Yeah, some hunting dogs, but all cats will kill ducklings.
Can a dog eat a duck? Duck is rich in iron. Some dogs are allergic to chicken or beef.
Good idea for a podcast. This so Harriet actually... looks through Google searches.
Dog, yeah, there's a news thing saying dog killed a duck.
That's a news
our
item, is it?
Our dog killed a duck today.
That's in the news.
Well, yeah, because you've got to put balance, haven't you? Because there's dogs that befriend ducks and then dogs that kill ducks.
Dogs. So from this, there's loads of cases. Dogs are killing ducks everywhere. Apart from this is why it's unusual, because its instinct is to kill the ducks. But this dog has gone beyond and it wants to save the ducks.
A cat's instinct is to kill ducks. Dogs less so. I reckon a smaller proportion of dogs will instinctively kill ducks than cats.
Yeah, but all they're trained to hunt. Like, our dog naturally would point with its elbow.
Is it a pointer?
Yeah, it's a pointer.
Yeah, it's a hunting dog.
Yeah, exactly.
It's bred to be a hunter.
Yeah.
Should we wrap it up?
I don't know if we're any closer to making you feel anything. Emily, I really appreciate your efforts, but
yeah,
I think there is something up with
everything.
Him, and we don't know what it is. What do you think it is?
Elliot, did that make you feel anything?
Yeah.
What?
Suspicion.
Yeah.
Oh, Elliot.
And warmth in my
there
tummy.
We go. Yeah, I think maybe your car crash.
Yeah, I said
made
the photos
you...
look fun. They look nice. I like it.
Fun. These are orphaned ducks.
Where's the mother? That's what I want to know.
Where's the duck father? Why is no one
where's the dad?
It is not
where's
known what happened to the duckling's mother.
What about
it's
the father?
Not known.
They're gone, gallivanting.
It's actually slightly sexist, this article, because why can't Fred just be the father? He's just loving those ducklings like a dad.
I think it's because dads don't look after ducklings. It's usually the mother.
But the article's taking a lot of... It says, when they are old enough to fend for themselves, Fred's babysitting duties will cease.
Yeah.
How do they know that, though? Like, this is a freak of nature occurrence.
Well, they'll fly off, won't they? They'll get bored of having a dog as a dad. If your dad was a dog, would you stay at home after you're 18?
Yeah, if my dad was a dog, something was really bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
but wouldn't you be like, oh my God, my dad...
You wouldn't leave the house.
Yeah, but you'd be like, oh my God, my dad's a dog, I've got to leave the house.
No, I'd be like, I've got to help my dad change back from being a dog.
There's no change. He has just always been a dog.
My dad would not be a dog.
Right, say your mum
disappeared, and then you were adopted
by a dog. After you're 18, would you stick around with the dog? You'd probably be like, you know, I've got a life to live.
But then actually I could take the dog with me. And I could
take your dad with you.
Take my dad with me, and I'd say, because the dog would be so old.
Be like, this is my dad, and people would be like, oh, are you all right?
The dog would be so old by then, because if it adopted me as a baby, the dog would be 18 by then, and so it'd be really
God, Harriet,
so old.
This is mad. How has it come to this?
How did we get here? Anyway, it's on BBC News site. Dog adopt. 9 orphaned ducklings.
Sweet.
You got any gigs coming up, Sunil?
Yeah, I'm just looking at my dog.
Yeah.
Next Friday, the 15th of June, I'm at the Hastings Festival.
Oh, covering for me.
Covering for poor old Harriet Kemsley.
Unfortunately,
and then Saturday, the 16th
of June. I can't
do
it.
Are you poorly that day?
I'm really poorly because... Oh, no, maybe I shouldn't say. No, they were really cool about it. I would never usually pull a gig. But Sunini got me tickets for us to go and see Beyonce and Jay-Z.
The Queen Bee.
Worth it.
Yeah. Queen Bee's in town, so they get Sunil instead. So it's
so
a poor second.
So if you can't
second,
make it
but,
to go and see Beyonce, I'll be at the Hastings Festival on Friday the 15th.
And I'll be there the next night on the 16th.
I'm finished.
Sorry.
And on the 16th in the afternoon, 4 o'clock, I'll be at the 3 o'clock, I think, at the Bill Murray in London. At the
Angel. Oh, lovely.
Okay.
Good for you.
Then I might go on another holiday.
What? You
no,
can't.
Kidding.
You need
I'm
to
joking.
Write a show.
Right.
You do.
You need to write a show.
You do need to write a show, actually.
You must
stop
write
buying Bronzy trees.
Have you got anything else to promote?
So I've got a gig on the 10th of June at Sunday Shtick, where we were last night.
Yeah.
I'm doing a preview there. It's at the Rose and Crown in Kentish Town.
Kentish Town.
I think that starts at 7ish. And that is it free?
Well, yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, it's free. And then I'm doing the Hastings Fringe the day after, Sunil. So make a weekend of it. You could come down, see Sunil on the Friday, and then...
Looks quite nice, Hastings.
It is, good sea life centre.
Is there one?
Yeah, I went there as a child.
Oh, no, I won't be there now.
Good stingrays.
Elliot, anything to promote? Apart from your other podcast work?
Oh, I have another podcast out.
Such a traitor.
Oh, I have another podcast, and...
Can you edit this bit out, Elliot?
Yeah, okay. It's called Scare Us. It's my friend Jay.
Oh, yeah, okay. Your one's fine.
And we join, in the newest one, we join that big cult religion thing that you're thinking about that we're not allowed to say the name of. You know, the
Scientology.
Big... Yeah, don't say it. But
why? What, they if they hear it, they come.
They'll find us. But we do join it for the new episode.
So. Oh, do you?
What? Yeah. I want to hear that.
Yeah. You're going to get sucked in.
Will it be out soon?
Did you do the test?
You have to hear.
What personality is
scare
have you
us,
got?
Yes.
And it's on iTunes and that.
Yes, it will be.
Are we on Acast?
Yes.
Yeah, there we are.
We're all on all of them.
Lovely.
Yay. And please tell anyone you know that might like the podcast, that might, maybe you want to try and make someone feel something, or maybe someone feels too much.
If there's anyone in your life who's an absolute mess like Harriet Kemsley, please send them this podcast.
And it's good because it covers everyone, isn't it?
It does cover everyone.
It covers everyone, yeah, apart from people that are just fine.
Yeah.
Please rate us on iTunes and share it. And thanks so much for listening. We'll be back.
Bye.
Bye-bye.